We're now going to talk about approaching the prospect. We know that this is one of the areas where we have the greatest number of hang-ups. So I'd like to give you some key points in the initial approach. Once we've done our creative thinking, our creative analysis, we've identified our major competitive advantages, and now we have to go out and actually confront face-to-face or telephone call to telephone call a real live person who has never seen us before in our life. One of the most fearsome parts of all of selling until we get it down pat. An ongoing analysis of your product and market will give you a continuous stream of new products and prospect groups to call on. Remember, most sales calls end with a no because people are either busy, they're preoccupied, or they're initially disinterested. And your first contact with the prospect will begin the process which will or will not conclude with a sale. Therefore, every word of your approach or introduction must be planned in advance to accomplish the following. Number one, it must break the preoccupation of the prospect. Every single person, by the way, is preoccupied. We are completely involved in our own problems, our own world, our own health, our own family, our own business, our own bills. And there's a very good book that was written some years ago called Preoccupation Breaking. And what it simply said is this, is that unless you break the preoccupation of the prospect, you never get to first base in making a presentation. Many people start off their sales presentation while the other person is still on the phone, still signing checks, still shuffling papers, and their mind is 1,000 miles away. And your first job is to smash that preoccupation. And I like you to think of it in terms of throwing a brick through a plate glass window. Just think of going to crash through a plate glass window to get that preoccupation broken. Let me give you an example of one of the most successful preoccupation breaking approaches ever used. It was developed by a salesman at Corning Glass. The year that Corning Glass came out with safety glass. And he went out throughout the country and he became the top-selling salesman of safety glass for Corning Glass in North America. And at the National Sales Convention, he was given a big prize and an award. And they said, please tell us your secret. How is it that you sold so much more than everybody else? He said, it's very simple. He said, first of all, I got some pieces of safety glass cut into 6-inch by 6-inch pieces as samples. And I got a ball peen hammer. And then I'd walk in on the prospect and I'd say, you'd like to see a piece of glass that doesn't shatter. And the guy says, I don't believe it. I put the glass on the counter, and I go, whack, and hit it. And he'd protect his eyes. He'd say, geez. And he'd look back down. He'd say, holy smokes, that's incredible. And I'd say, how much would you like? And I'd pull out my order pad and start writing. Well, Corning Glass was so impressed with this that they bought all of their salespeople ball peen hammers and sample sheets of glass and sent them out, and they sold glass by the carload. The end of the year, next National Sales Convention, this salesman was still head and shoulders above every other salesman in the country. They brought him back again, and they said, what on earth have you done differently? Because we've done exactly what you did last year. He said, well, I knew you were going to steal my method, so I knew I had to come up with something more original. Now, what I do is this. I go in to see the purchaser, and I've got a ball peen hammer in one hand and the glass in the other. I say, would you like to see a piece of glass that doesn't shatter? He says, I don't believe it. I put the glass on the desk, and I give him the hammer. I have him hit it. And if you don't think that convinces him, I've got another thing coming. He says, then I write up the order. You see, a good opening, a good strong question aimed at the result or benefit of your product gets you almost all the way to the close. It gets the person alert, it breaks their preoccupation, they give you their complete attention, and they're willing to listen to you. You only have 30 seconds at the beginning of the approach to get the person's complete attention. In the first 30 seconds, the person decides whether or not they're going to listen to you. If you waffle, or if you're just friendly, or if you're easygoing, or if you hope that they've got some time to talk to you, within 30 seconds, they've turned you off and tuned out. So your opening question has to be planned word for word, rehearsed in front of a mirror, memorized and practiced over and over again. Then you have to go out and try it on real live prospects and see what sort of response you get. Let me give you an example. I used to sell sales training, motivational training. And I would call up somebody and I'd say, I'd like to talk to you about training your salespeople. They'd say, no, sorry, thank you, I can't afford it. We don't have the time, we're all busy, we've got all the training in the world. They've all been trained, they don't need training. Sales are down, business is bad, we don't have any cash, our budget is shot. Same things that they tell us all the time. So I found that I wasn't getting anywhere with that approach and I sat down and I looked at it. I spent several days, as a matter of fact, working and reworking and trying to think, how could I approach organizations with salespeople more effectively? And I came to an interesting conclusion. I said, what is the basic need of the person who determines whether or not there will be sales training offered in the company? Well, the person is usually the sales manager or the company owner, and his basic concern is increased sales, right? So I said, why don't I ask a question that focuses on that specific need? And I wrote out a question, and I started calling people for appointments. And my question was simply this. I'd ask the receptionist, who's in charge of sales training in your organization? Well, that would be Mr. So-and-so. So I'd get the name, and I'd get transferred to Mr. So-and-so, and I'd say, Mr. Smith, my name is Brian Tracy, and I'm with the Institute for Executive Development. And I wonder if you would be interested in a proven method that can increase your sales by 20 to 30% over the next 12 months. What kind of responses do you think I got? Every single one of them said, what is it? How does it work? When can you come in and see me? Because every single one of them was concerned about sales. Your opening question must answer this question. Why should I listen to you? When you have an approach question, it should answer the question, why should I listen to you? My question was, this is why you should listen to me, because I can increase your sales by 20 to 30% over the next 12 months.